Already he has given us signs of his appearances to those who have longed for it. Didn't I tell you the story of the old woman who was blind? There was a blind woman, you see, near about Arangaon village, some miles away from there in a village, blind from her childhood. She had heard of Baba because the whole village had heard of Baba, and she heard stories about Baba, and she developed deep faith in Baba. She had contacted Baba when she was young. Then one day she hears that Baba has dropped the body. It was a shock to her. And in that shock, you see, she begged of people to take her there. She not being not only blind, but being absolutely helpless and poor, very old, and poor too. If she had some wealth, you see, she could have used her wealth to run to Baba at the tomb there. But she was helpless. Nothing was there. And people around, you see, they were also helpless. They were shocked. All, each one to his own, ran towards the tomb there, you see, for Baba's darshan, the last darshan. She was left all alone there in her hovel. Nobody cared for her. People there, some of them stayed there for 3 days, 4 days, some stayed there for 8 days that we were there, that Baba's body was exposed. When all of them returned, she heard the whole story and she wept. She had never seen Baba's form, and she craved and longed to see his form, but now there was no chance. She felt that Baba has dropped the body, now what's the sense? But her longing was unfulfilled. And she remembered Baba all these days, you see. Years passed by, 2 years passed by. Every year there would be Amar Tithi. She would tell people to take her, remember to take her there. And the youngsters, you see, those who were able-bodied and all that, the village is poor village there. They promised her that they would take her, and every time they would forget. And some would not go, and some would go, but forget, take her. One day I had gone to Mehrabad for some work, to inspect something there. I don't know what it was. I sat down on the parapet of Baba's cabin. I just kept seated there, taking rest. And some men must have entered the tomb, and they came out after paying their homage to Baba. And one of them spotted me. Well, he was very delighted to see me. I could see that from a distance. And he came towards me with open arms. I stood up and he embraced me. He says, "I'm so happy to see you here." I said, "Fine." I did not know him. I may have seen him, but I don't remember anything. So people somehow or other from a distance recognize me, I can't recognize them. That's my fault. I don't know why, because so many thousands pass by. So now this is the story that I'm telling you has been narrated by the person who was very happy to see me at the spot there. So he tells me that he is very happy that he met me there today, that day. I said, "What's the cause of your happiness?" "Real happiness is there inside the tomb there." He says, "Yes, that's the story is of him." So then he narrates to me about this old lady who was blind from her childhood, and that how she had come in contact with Baba, and how she longed to see Baba's physical form, and how she missed it, and then how she was shocked when Baba dropped the body, and then nobody took her to the tomb, and how she is forgotten every time. And the last Amar Tithi, we again forgot to bring her to the tomb. This is what the man says. The last Amar Tithi, we again forgot to bring the woman to the tomb. But then, when we returned and thought of her, she was absolutely changed. There was no more that pain in her eyes or face, whatever it be. But we found, on the contrary, full of joy, a sort of bliss, so to say. And we asked her the reason for it. And the story she narrated was this. Says when the villagers were not there, and on 31st, when the villagers had gone to Mehrabad for the Amar Tithi, she was all alone, sitting outside her hut, just by her entrance of the hut, longing to see Baba all the time, physically. But she knew of her handicap, being a blind woman. She said, well, you are God in human form, you are the avatar, you can do anything you like. People must be there, near your tomb there. They must be having a good time there. I just long to see you as you are. I don't want to see you as God. I would like to just see you as you were here on earth. And just then, she was rewarded, she says. And her reward was this. That's what she describes. The whole earth was full of light. She sees that now. With a, whatever eyes she has, we don't know. But she sees this and she describes this. The man is narrating all this to me now. And she says that light is not scorching, or it's not the heat or the light of the sun that she sees. It has a tinge of color in it. And that color goes as some sort of very cooling and calming effect on her system and her mind. And she is full of happiness, bliss, joy. And all of a sudden she sees in that light two figures approaching her. She sees it actually. And says that there is, there Baba, I saw Baba, that's what she says. So these villagers, some of them are skeptical, so they thought that this old woman now, through frustration, is trying to pull their leg, kidding them, because all the time they forget to take her. So the boys now are interested and say they try to kid her, saying that, well, you saw Baba? I said, yes, I saw Baba coming towards me, and he came to me. Says, he must have talked to you. He says, did he break his silence that before he dropped his body? So somebody from the crowd said, no, he didn't break his silence. So then he didn't talk to me. He didn't talk to me. He didn't. I'll tell you, she said, what happened is that the two figures approached me, and Baba was wearing a long, thin kafni. We call it kafni-like thing. You see that sadra that is there? We call sadra here, and locally it is known as kafni. And it was so thin that I could see his body through that. See, he wore that cloth, that dress that day. She says, she had never seen Baba. So she's describing now Baba. So somebody said that, well, you must have seen him in the, because now there are many Western followers, you must have seen him in his Western dress with boot and tie on. So nothing, that only plain cloth was there, that kafni was there. But he had sandals, chappals, the same type that you wear, you know, the stripes there, leathers. So she describes them too. They tried to fool her by describing some sort of modern footwear. But she said, no, I just saw this plain, simple thing like that. Said, you must have seen him with long beard, the beard that he, you know, because Baba being God in human form. Says, no, does he keep beard? I didn't see him with beard. I didn't see him with a beard, but he had a mush. Oh, he said, he had a mush there. Said, and what's the color of his body? He says, very fair, he's very fair. And then he came walking. So he must have walked very fast to you. So no, he couldn't walk fast. There were two, as I told you, who were coming, approaching towards me. And Baba had his arm on somebody else's arm, you see. He didn't have any long hair. He had just a nice forehead and all that. He didn't have long hair. But I remember that he had a pigtail, you see, with a bow tied round. I said, how did you know that? He says, what happened is that when he came and approached, He bent down to me and he did like this to me. So there was another person who was by his side on whom he rested, said, Baba, that's how I came to know that he's Baba. Said, Baba is hungry. Baba wants food. So I, all of a sudden, you see, was so happy from the very beginning, you see, got back my senses and said, yes, I must receive Baba and give him something. So I started getting up. In the meantime, he turned, and while I get up, I see his hair that is there, and what a neck, and I could see his whole body through that dress. And he gradually passed away that distance, and he faded away. And the light remained for some time, and then I again became as I am. But that joy, that vision that I have had, that sight is still with me, and I am satisfied. Was it Baba? I said, yes, you're right. So they revere her then. So this man who had heard the story comes to embrace me, that the description was yours. So that's how he came to know, you see. And he was happy. So that's what I say, that he has already started this.